American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
And he says, let's call our place One Penny Ranch. It's just one like me.
That's Penny Zimmerman, the president of the American National Cattlewomen. She represents all the cattlewomen in the United States with 26 state affiliates. That ranch name of their place in Minnesota came from her husband, and it has really stuck.
People hear it and they remember it.
And besides her big duties with the American National Cattlewomen, she and her husband operate that cow-calf operation.
We raise seed stock. So we're in Charlotte. We have some Angus, and we do embryo transfer. We do just to get bulls out so that people can improve their herds. And my husband is a geneticist in animal breeding, and he loves this kind of stuff. So we make sure we get our cattle so that they continue to improve the breeds.
And Penny Zimmerman said her husband is kind of partial to one particular breed.
Charlotte is his love because he was at his grandparents' farm every summer, and they had Charlotte at the very late 50s and early 60s when they started coming into the U.S. And then we have Simmental because when we lived out west, we lived in Idaho and we ran a Simmental ranch in the early 70s.
Zimmerman noted how she got involved with the American Cattlewomen.
I got involved with cattlewomen about the year 2000 at a state level in Minnesota. And then I kept going to the ANCW meetings, which are the national meetings, and became interested. And Barbara Jackson from Arizona, she appointed me to be a region director, which kind of got me up the ranks.
And all these wonderful cattlewomen throughout the country, they have a singular purpose.
One, empower women who have a passion for the beef community. So we give the ladies the tools and the knowledge that they need so that they can get the message out to consumers, to youth, to whomever wants to learn about our industry and about what beef is.
That's Penny Zimmerman, the president of American National Cattlewomen. And we'll have more from her in the coming days. That big Montana fire called the Lodgepole Complex is nearly contained. Damage is widespread. More than 300,000 acres burned, which includes 16 homes destroyed and a significant amount of fencing and haystacks. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.